The Earl's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. We are available on iTunes, so make sure you go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow and check us out there. Subscribe, that way you don't miss one of these crazy little review recap shows, because you just never know who's going to be joining me, or if it's just going to be me by myself. If you don't have iTunes, go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you'll find Arrow shows there, plus other ones. I'm going to be talking about Ranting and Raven, the episode that aired April 27th, Season 4, Episode 19, The Canary Cry, the episode after the death. Now, of course, I'm going to stop right here. Spoilers. Keep in mind, people, I'm going to be talking about everything. So if you haven't seen it, you're worried about getting ruined, turn me off and come back later. So let me wait for a second. Let me let you think about it. Okay, now let's get on it. Canary Cry. This episode here. We're dealing with the death of Laurel. And I don't know. This episode was kind of... The last episode was so good for the fact that it was just a roller coaster of emotions for me, you know, and how everything went down. That this episode, I don't know, maybe this was like the Band-Aid episode that it just kind of, you know, supposed to make you like go, okay, last week was kind of crazy. This week we're just going to kind of keep it simple, because that's how I took it. I wasn't really too thrilled with the episode. I wasn't thrilled about this girl who was a hive and her family, and she took Laurel's stuff, and blah, 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 blah. I didn't care about that stuff. I really didn't. I wasn't happy with it. But let me see. I thought it very funny when Diggs is just going bat crazy and decides to hunt down people to get to Andy, because, of course, he blames himself. Felicity doesn't even help him. When he's trying to, like, it's all my fault. You know, a normal person would have been like, don't say that. She was just like, boy, it was your fault. You should have just listened to Oliver. But, yeah, that was kind of cold of her. But Diggs goes crazy. And he freaking stops the mayor and he pimp slaps her. Psh! And he's like, tell me where everybody is. Psh! And then Oliver has to stop her. That was dumb on Diggs. I mean, I get it. But, there's been some, Oliver's, I don't know, I don't get it. It's like, Diggs is always on Oliver I don't know. It's just, this episode was just, blah. And then, you know, the party. That's the thing that was funny, because I had to rewind it a couple of times when I first watched it. It was kind of funny, because the editing was kind of off a little bit, because when they're at the party, I don't know if y'all noticed, or some of y'all might have noticed, but some of y'all didn't. But, like, Arrow's, like, sitting there, and they're like, attack, arrest him! And he's like, I've heard that before. And then he shoots up. It's hilarious because as he's going up, the guards are still facing like he's still standing there. And then it cuts to him going up, and then it shows the guards sitting there looking straight, and then they look up. Or I think they turn around. I don't know, but it was just hilarious because I was like, the mayor's SWAT team sucks balls, because they should have shot his ass when he was going up on that rope, but he didn't. I don't know. I just and I don't want to see Oliver die. No, I don't, but it was just – the SWAT team sucks. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. This whole episode was just kind of blah. And of course, at the end of the episode, you know, Eye of the Tiger, Felicity gives Oliver the thumbs up to go kill Damian Dark. And then even Barry shows up, which was cool. So, I don't know. This episode, I can't get into it, man, because it was just one of those. I was like, whatever. So if I had to give a scale out of 1 to 10 for this episode, I'd probably give it a 5. It just wasn't, whatever. I don't know. If anybody has different thoughts, feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening to this. All right, people, that's it for Canary Cry. I'm done. I'm going to go to the next one. If you want to check out more of my stuff, iWatchMike.com. iTunes, go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow, and you'll find this show there. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Shout out to my peeps over at Good Shows. If you haven't downloaded that, you should. If you are a fan of TV Tag and Get Glue, get on it. I'm Mike the Movie Guy there. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And I think that's about it. All right, people. Have a good Sunday fun day. Football is in the air. Of course, for me, it's The Strain and Fear of the Walking Dead. I'll talk to y'all soon.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well-trained, well-armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damien Darke.